This is Passport to Texas. Golf courses, cemeteries, creeks, parks, and green belts, all common in urban areas, provide habitat for wildlife.
In a typical green belt, you'll find owls and hawks and songbirds and lizards and snakes and coyotes and bobcats. And all those put together form a functional ecosystem that only exists in those urban areas.
Richard Heilbrun is team lead for the Urban Wildlife Technical Guidance Program. These biologists work with communities to ensure humans and wildlife coexist comfortably.
Most people recognize that seeing wildlife is a great thing, and they feel fortunate to see that wildlife. Every once in a while, we get folks who are nervous, but once they talk to our urban wildlife biologists and are told that this is a good thing, they change their perception fairly quickly. So someone that might be nervous about seeing a coyote, when they call an urban wildlife biologist and are told that coyote populations perform an ecosystem function, so they keep those rats at bay, or they make sure that the skunk populations don't go haywire. So when they realize that there's a benefit, their perception changes fairly quickly.
Find your urban biologist when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and helps fund wildlife technical guidance and assistance to urbanites of Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nanstein.